either the 20th or the 27th of February.
What's your preference?
It doesn't matter, either one of those works fine. And then the second workshop, because of scheduling at the convention center and the fact that we don't get final revenue numbers from the state until the 25th of March, I'm recommending April 3rd. Then the tentative could be adopted at the April 8th meeting. And that gives me time to get everything together to submit it by April 15th to DTAPS.
Are we doing our normal 10 o'clock?
Yes.
Order 20th or 27th?
Yeah, how about the 20th?
Okay.
Yeah, and that's my motion, Mr. Chair, to set the date, time, and location for the budget workshop, 10 a.m. on Friday, February 20th, in the Blue Room?
Movie in the main room.
In the main room, at the Tonopah Convention Center, that's my motion.
And? Resume on April 2?
April 3.
No.
For the second workshop?
No.
No.
Oh, workshops.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, and the second, or what did you say?
April 3rd.
April 3rd, same time and location.
I'll say the motion.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to set up both the budget workshops. First one on February 20th at 10 o'clock. Right here in the convention center, and second one on April 3rd at 10 o'clock. Do I have any further discussion? Not, call for the vote, all in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, any opposed?
Thank you.
And that's always for us.
I saw this morning.
I do.
All right, item 5.
Possible action, discussion, deliberation, and possible action to approve the use of the Tonopah Volunteer Fire Department informed consent, directive refusal of care transport to form.
Before we let Jerry talk, does everybody have to see the draft?
Yes.
Anybody have any questions from?
No, I thought it looked good. Well, this is a question for Becky.
Right.
Yes.
Did Pool Pack review that form?
Yes, and the attorney's office.
And they had no problems with it? Okay.
No, we fixed what they had problems.
Oh.
Yeah, go over to everybody that.
You want to oversell your?
No, Tony said don't oversell.
Yeah, I always say don't sell, pass the sale.
Yeah, I think about it also.
What's that? Oh, go ahead, yeah, okay. I might be all emotions, so somebody.
Any questions, sir?
Okay, a motion and second, any further discussion? If not, call for the vote, all in favor, say aye?
Aye.
Aye, any opposed? That's your body, no?
Thank you.
Item 6.
Possible action, discussion, deliberation, and possible action to approve the use of the Tonopah Transient Lodging Business License Application effective January 1st, 2026.
This provides the town with the information we really should be keep on file. And the businesses, because they are required to collect transient lodging, they are required to post a business license, local business license, as well as a sign stating that they're required by law to collect that 9%. And it also gives them some information on the transient lodging tax. I also had planned on including our ordinance and when the DAs are and things like that.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
And my same question all the time, did Pool Pack review it?
Yes, they did.
And did the DA's office?
The DA's office, I did not get reviewed by them. I did go with, this is a basic transit lodging form. Basically, my county uses it. It's similar to this.
Yeah, okay.
And there would be no fees, so it would just be the history involved in having the information on record.
So it's an information return for us?
Unless the board decides to rescind the suspension of the business license.
And we're going to highlight when the room taxes are due so that there's.
I was, yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So there's no doubt.
Not March at this time, but maybe when in the future, if we post March, if we that order to be revised.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve, and you did a good job, but thank you.
Second.
And motion is decided to approve. Any further discussion? If not, call for the vote, all in favor, say aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye, any opposed? That
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Would you indulge me for a quick minute? May we go back to item number five? Because I did have a question, it's a procedural question about that. And I mean, Jerry and maybe Abby, I'm sure. But when somebody fills out this form, informed consent directive, taking care, do we keep those on file and where are they kept on file and for how long are they kept on file?
Cheryl Gator, YEHDER, Pompo Fire Department. We will keep them on file. They will be attached to the run report once we get. We're changing systems by federal regulation. So as soon as we can attach, we'll be digitally attached. Until that time, we will be saving them on a external hard drive and we will keep a file, a paper copy until we can have two digital copies and we can keep them as long as you guys feel fit. We need to. That was something that was never discussed on how long.
And there's record retention.
Yes, that's why I'm asking.
Would dictate how long we've had to.
Does that meet the records retention law?
And I believe we have to take a tree with the paper in mind too, because that's medical.
Absolutely.
That's why they will be locked up. That's one of the reasons we're trying to go digital. That wants to be locked up and locked up in my office. Unlocking key.
Okay. All right. That's it. Thanks. Yeah, I forgot. Sorry.
Thank you, Derek. Okay. For possible action, discussion, deliberation, and possible action to approve the Tonopah Public Utilities Asset Management Plan prepared by Rural Community Assistance Corporation.
We had this done. I don't know if you guys see the backup, but it was prepared by RCAC about 8 months ago. We never brought it to the board for approval. That was an oversight. And we found out we had to have a board approval because we're putting it back clean water. And that's part of their requirement. We have to have a board approved asset management plan. So we realized that we didn't take it to the board at that time. And so we're bringing it now to see if we can get approval of the plan.
And this is for a 2.1.
Well, it's just our asset management plan. We have to have it going forward with all of our anything we do with the state.
Oh, that's the second item that we.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will we get a copy of that in backup or?
Yes.
Okay. It was.
Okay. Okay. Any further discussion? I'll call the vote. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That's totally there. Thank you, Doug. All right, Emily.
For possible action, discussion, deliberation, and possible action to approve submission of a letter of intent to the state revolving loan program for principal forgiveness loan in the estimated amount of $2,188,200 to make the necessary infrastructure improvements to the Tonopah Public Utilities clean water system.
So the difference between the clean water and the drinking water is on the drinking water, we have that AB198 that there's a calculation you have to do to pay yourself back for this. On the clean water side, we already have $2.50 capital improvement fund that we collect every month. And so as long as we have that, that shows that we're doing what we need to do for capital improvements. That takes care of the payback that to ourselves. Or they're already showing that we're paying ourselves back through that $2.50. So there is no payback on this one. It's they funded 100%.
I like it. I'm all about OPM to the people's money. Motion.
I'll
second. We have a motion and 2 seconds. Any further discussion? I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Pass this by. Thank you, Joe. I only want to say that no failing.
For possible action, discussion, deliberation, and possible action to approve the Tonopah Public Utilities preliminary engineering report for additional water storage tanks contingent upon state revolving loan approval.
Now, this was approved About a year and a half ago, and it was $15,000 from the town and $85,000 through the SRF. And we have to do that because we have a storage problem in one section of town. But you can't. We had to do a storage, like an inventory of the whole town in order to have them tell us the area that we know would have PER on it. And they have finished it. There was a couple of tweaks they had to do to it. They have submitted it to the state, but we haven't got the response back. But they fixed exactly how the state said they needed it. There's no doubt in my mind it's going to be approved by the state, but they haven't done it yet. So we have a contingent upon state approval, and we should have that by tomorrow or Friday.
Jim, what's the placement plan for the additional storage tanks? Where do you board those going to go?
On the ARAT tanks. Well, at the mountain.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna, you know, there's the two tanks in the
yeah.
big mountain. They'll break part of that mountain back out and the third tank right there.
So does this cover the Amazon area?
Yes.
That property that you can develop, you have water?
Yeah.
And this is all you got on board here, is right?
Well, not this. That other money, I think you guys read the backup with the manager notes. There's, we'll have 2.5 million for the tanks, but it looks like the approved one is number three, which is 3.145 or something like that. So we're going to have a $640,000-$650,000 worth of shopping for the best interest rate and the best deal we can find. But either way, if we go SRF and we have to pay ourselves back, it's going to be the same as if we take a loan problem.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to find the one that's at the least interest rate. And right now it's looking like it's SRF. We'll have that figured out within the next couple of months.
Wouldn't this qualify as this rural healthcare grant that's coming up?
I wish it did.
No, that's a great point. No, that's a great
But there's no stacking of funds. Remember, you can't.
They can power all of it.
You can't pyramid or you can't.
Anyway, so that's kind of the plan. We're going to have to find other funding to take care of that other $650,000. But we've already talked to SRF and USDA. So we've got a couple other things we want to look at. And then once we get the approval on the PER, we'll start looking at the next steps we're going to take.
Now, all these shots, we looked at increasing everybody's water bill covered.
Well, we increase the water bill every year by 10 cents.
I'm going to tell everybody you said that.
The board approved that quite a while ago.
But we can't afford to fund that tank until we're paying ourselves back.
Right.
So, and we can loan against that by paying ourselves back.
Motion to approve.
Set. Yeah, I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, call for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any vote? As described there. Item 10.
Part of the managers and town board member comments as items limited to announcements and other topics and issues proposed for future meetings and workshops.
Yeah, your report was really good. You said at the end of your report, I think it's at the end, that MDOT is bringing another plan forward for Main Street, and that if we wanted to see what they're planning to let you know. I think I'm going to speak on behalf of the rest of the board. We all want to see what their plan is, because I'm hearing through the grapevine that they're planning again to reduce traffic on Main Street to two lanes.
So I've seen the 30%, and it is going to do that again. It doesn't change a lot from what they did. It reduces down to two lanes at the highway 6, where you turn out. They start reducing down there, and there's going to be a lot of changes, but they want to have 60 or 70% meetings so that if the community is really upset about certain things, it's not too late to change it. One of the things they said they want to do is they want to remove the charging station by the high school. And someone who has a regular electric car can't charge on a Tesla charger. So that poses a problem. And the reason why they want to do that is because they want to run sidewalks along the whole town.
That's a good idea.
And want to put that one up, and it's in the way.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, they want to have some of the kids have a place to sidewalk down in a safe area, and then they're gonna have a, I believe it's gonna be a high vis crosswalk or by the east.
The only person I ever see using that charging station up there by the high school was one of our local people who's got four or five Teslas, and they're out there all the time.
When the museum conference was in town, there was probably 12 of them that used it.
Yeah.
And they barely made it to town to charge.
So my question, Joe, we were talking about earlier, is if the DOT is on about remove that and state dictated that we have, charging stations that work, one of the state will be involved in this and dictate, no, you will replace it with somebody else. Because otherwise they have no charging.
Well, that's state charging station.
Yeah, that was one of the.
That's Endlock put that in.
That was Sandoval's last charge and moved the.
This electric car.
Highway end, yeah. So, and then one of the other things they're gonna do, which I think Main Street will have a problem with it, and the town probably should too. There's not a lot of parking, and in order for them to make things safe and ADA compliant with sidewalks and all that, I think they said there was 128 or 124 parking spots on Main Street right now, and they want to reduce that number down to 56 or 54. And so I told him, I said, you are going to have a huge pushback on that. And he said, we'll have the meeting and we will keep that in mind.
That is not going to work.
That's what I told him. I said it was built in horse and buggy days, and so there's going to be no parking on the streets, and we're going to expand and do anything. So they will be willing to listen though, so.
Yeah. So that's when the town is going to have to work with Endon to put some rules in place for how many vehicles one person can park on Main Street. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and loading zones are 24-hour parking or whatever.
Yeah, 24-hour, you can't park your vehicle and leave it there for a week.
Our current ordinance allows us to put a parking meter. That's an option if you're interested.
But anyways, we will have a meeting, and I'll keep you guys updated on everything this morning, and when it comes up, it's ready to go, so we'll probably meet at the commissioner's chambers again like they did last time, and they have the video, and they can just see what it looks like going out.
They were talking about the three lane, a center turn, and then diagonal.
Yeah.
Parking.
They're not doing diagonal this time.
It's not gonna work.
It's just gonna be.
Okay, we let them up on that. I go, we drive big trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With hitches.
But they are, there's a huge change on the six. That whole turnout is one way, it'll just be a real short turn getting into the highway. Where you turn to go straight and stop and go left or right, it's gonna turn more, and then that whole road coming into the stop sign where our flashing light is, that'll all be reclaimed and put back to.
So we need a copy of the 30-foot?
I have a copy of it. I looked at it before this meeting. I was gonna send it to you guys, and I can't get it open. I was gonna call them back and say, this is my time now. But I'm gonna see if I can get them to send it to me again, so everybody has a chance to look at it and make your comments. Because I've got like 9 comments made, and I'd like to have you guys make comments also, and we'll push them all together. And right now they're just like working on the turnouts and stuff to make sure trucks can make the turns and things like that on that design.
When is this meeting scheduled, or how they?
They have it. It's all based on when the engineers get to that next point.
And then we'll post it on the form, possible form.
Okay. Do they have a timeline as to when they're anticipating meetings?
They haven't come up with a timeline yet, but. The one time that I did hear was someone said they thought they would start construction in 31. But who knows, maybe earlier, but it's, and everything is based on money. When we first started it, they were supposed to break ground on 2017. So.
I remember, I was going to say, it was 2013 or 2014 when they first brought this plan forward, and we were going to get new street lights and everything, and we just agreed to what they wanted to do downtown, which was reducing everything to 2 lanes and we threw a fit then.
And the decorative lighting is back on the table. Everything's back on the table. So, like I said, once we get to that.
There's more holes than the ones we already fixed underneath. That shut them down before.
It's not gonna work.
I think the biggest problem is that they're running across is the Nisswa area right there. That's their biggest concern right now. So I don't know how they're gonna fix it, but they're dealing with that right now.
I was just calling when they take the camera and the Nisswa. Anything else, Jim?
That was Joni.
I just asked Joe if he could share the plans with the rest of us, because he said in his report, if you want to see a copy of the plans, let me know.
I did have one other thing. Harvey Park is 95% complete. We're just waiting for the painting of the asphalt work to go down there, but once it's done, you can't go right now because it's too old. We want to have a ribbon cutting celebration for it. And you can have on a weekend or something like Saturday and have hot dogs and hamburgers, invite the community out, have make some mess. But luckily, that leads to Sandra, she'll help me. So
she's good at that stuff.
So, anyways, that's all I got.
Well, Spence and I have a board.
Okay.
And I'm going to try not to make it real lengthy, but I'll tell you a little story in advance. About a week and a half ago, I got a call from Fred Holderberg, and anybody who, we are big Nevada, central Nevada collectors of historic items. Fred runs a big auction house in Reno, and so we've purchased quite a number of things from him over the years. And he called me about a week and a half ago, and he said, hey, you know, I'm retiring, and I just joked and said, yeah, what are we going to do with all our money now? Nothing to spend it on. And he said that he had a research library that was enormous, and it was probably the best collecting research library in the state of Nevada. And I said, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. What are you going to do? And he said, well, I'm giving it to Tonopah. And I said, really? And he said, yeah. So he wanted his entire library of his research library. And he says, I guarantee you it will be better than anything you will find at the state library, at UNR or UNLV. And he said, I love Tonopah. I love central Nevada. He used to be a geologist early in his career. And he said that he had made some significant strikes in this area. And has very fond memories of the time he spent here, so he wanted everything to come to Tonopah. So I said, okay. I said, I'll have to get Sreja Joni do, and we'll see what we can do at the museum. So I said, I think what we're going to have to do is maybe expand the library that's there. He said, well, that's up to you guys. And I said, well, this is great. Thank you very much. And he said, oh, no, wait, there's more. So his whole auction house, desks, computers, chairs, filing cabinets, shelving, museum display materials, everything that was left from his historic auctions that went unsold, and quite a number of consignments that the folks don't want back, but that he wasn't able to sell at the auctions, it's all coming to Tonopah. And the value of it is around $1 million. I know. So Stretch and I went up there last Thursday. I met him at the auction house on Thursday in Reno last week. And we looked everything over. He brought in a huge covered trailer and started moving things out that day. And he's made a trip to Reno every single day since last Thursday. He's going to continue making trips until the entire auction house is cleaned out. And what I am, and anybody who's bored, if you're interested, I'll send you the instructions that Fred emailed to me. I already sent them to Becky and to Joe, so they're aware of this. But what he wants me to do is, he wants me to look over every single item and determine what goes to the museum, what goes to the mining park, what goes to the Belmont Courthouse. Those three museums, he wants to benefit from this. In addition, he has, I don't know how many boxes, Rich, 20 or 30 boxes of brand new books that he wants me to split evenly among the three gift shops, so that whatever is sold is 100% profit for them. It's huge, it's gigantic, it's enormous. And he notified me last night that he likes what Stretch and I are doing so far, and his personal collection is going to come here too, which is significant. And then additionally, he emailed me tonight right before the meeting, and he said that there was a, he said he talked to you, a Chinese dealer who had Chinese minerals or something.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that he had two warehouses full of all of these Chinese things. He said, I'll let you know on Sunday, but that's probably all coming to you too. And it's, right now, it's absolutely overwhelming. I'm trying to work to put a system in place for how everything is going to be cataloged and inventoried, and people who are donating things to us, particularly the folks. There was a guy, for instance, who bought many tens of thousands of items from Fred's last auction. He lives out of state. He doesn't want to drive to Reno to pick it up. He said, give it to Joey. She can put it in the museums or whatever, which is wonderful, but it's not wonderful. Because right now, Stretch is filling every empty
Connex
box he has. It's a massive, massive collection. And the value is just going to increase. I was hoping Jessica was going to be here tonight, because Stretch brought back 10 Western oil paintings on the last trip up that he made. And Fred said that the value of those is between $5,000 to $10,000 a piece, and there are 10 of them. And he wants them displayed so that there would be like an art display gallery. And I just don't know where that's going to be. But I told Stretch that I went down to the library today, and that we might be just the place for these, because there's quite a bit of room in the historic library. We can move a couple things around, and then in the big library. I think every museum is going to benefit. He has some very valuable mineral specimens that I know are going to go up to the mining park. There's no question about that. But what I have to do first, Stretch is going to bring them back the next time. I want to lay them out, photograph them all, talk to Fred and get a value, and put some forms together stating the value, and that they're going to the mining park, and then have someone sign that they're accepting them on behalf of the town of Tonopah or the Tonopah Historic Mining Park. This is a very litigious society.
The mining park uses a form like that already that they you could use for that.
I want one for Fred's trust. So I'm going to put something
in it. It lists what was donated, who donated it, the amount, and when, and
okay, that
who received
work.
It.
Yeah. So I just don't want there to be any questions about what happens to stuff once it leaves Fred's warehouse and goes into Stretch's truck and ends up in a Connex box, and then we start distributing things. I want to avoid
any... on a third box. We got one with one with shelves of floor to ceiling all the way through. He had a hand-colored pencil-drawn territory map in like 1840s. 40-something, because Nevada's not broke out yet. It's still the same, it's like 6 foot by 6 foot.
Wow.
Got to figure out where to put it, because it is so cool.
But I'm adamant, if anybody thinks, if any museum, whether it's Belmont or the Mining Park or the Tonopah Museum, if you think you're going to be acquiring a lot of items, with significant historic value there that are, we talked about this today, that are going to get stuck in a back room and nobody's ever going to see them.
Mm-hmm.
I have been given permission by Fred to sell anything I want and have the money go to, well, right now, all the money from any sale is going to go to the museum because we have to pay for an addition on the building to house that library. So that's all I know right now. It's overwhelming. It's going to get bigger, and that's the man right there. Nothing happens
with him. He has a sample of coins that are wrapped in coin from a Spanish galleon that they.
Oh yeah, this guy is known worldwide. People list their items with him for auction, and he's handled a number of shipwrecks. And so we're getting all of that stuff. What's left over from the shipwrecks?
So
it's not yard sale stuff.
So while we're doing all this, we need to figure out some way to thank you.
We're naming the addition on the museum after him.
Okay.
And then I also called Robin Kebrock with Karungani Times, and I sent her a copy of Fred's instructions. And I said, do you think this is worthy of an article in the Tonopah Times? I think we need to give this guy some public accolades because this is significant, significant stuff that's coming to this town. And I asked him if it was okay. He said, I'm really comfortable in my own skin. I don't need any recognition. But he said, I smile when I think about my name on the addition. I smile.
I think it would be nice in the Reno papers, too, if they would do it.
Oh, yeah, Reno and Fortune or take a tackle on that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, given that, I think we need to figure out some way to put into our budget reverse stretch here for all this fuel and miles and time.
Well, let me just say, as the person with the individual and sole responsibility for deciding who gets what, there is some heavy-duty industrial shelving and some other things. And pallet jack. There's no way that the museum's not going to use those, and neither is the mining park. And yeah, so to compensate him for all the trips that he's making back and forth and bringing all this stuff and using his own equipment and storing it in his Connex boxes, we're probably going to swamp him all of that shelving that we just simply can't use. Fred said, do whatever you want with it, I don't care. So I think that's
fair. A couple of empty really big document safe with two vaults.
Oh, big gun two safes. Great big safes.
To put
huge.
Those will probably get loaded this weekend, mm-hmm. along with those the big map drawers that we want to put in the town office.
Mm-hmm.
But like those vaults for just keeping stuff safe.
Oh,
huge.
That's another thing, Mr. Chair, if I may. So Wally Bounty died. A local guy bought his home. The guy who bought the home called me and said, I think he was family surveyor at one time. Yeah, he was. And he said, well, all of his maps are left behind, everything. And he said, Joey, I want this stuff. Come up and take anything you want. And he said, if you don't take it, I have dumpsters sitting outside, and it's all going to the landfill. So I made maybe 5 or 6 trips up to the house, and then down to Jamie Eason's old office, and I am just flat filling that place up with maps. Some of them don't apply in this area, but so what? I asked him, please do not call. Who's here? Do not call anybody else and say, my county is taking up one piece because they'll get moved on Tonopah and we'll never see them again.
Right.
Yeah, so everything is staying right here. It's all up in Joe's office. I have volunteered at some point in the future I don't know when that's gonna be, but I'd like to go up there and inventory everything and label it all so that we know what we have. And I mean, some of the maps are the original surveys from laying out Sierra Vista. And it's just amazing. Surveys in Stone County have been better. I don't know why we didn't need them, but I don't want them to disappear from this. Yeah. Okay, that's our report. Do you have anything you want to add?
No, that's it. Other than on quality stuff, Tom Thompson was the quarterback that has all the field books. And we talked about it, so that's good. They don't go to Pro.
They don't go to Pro. They stay here.
That's the thing I'm worried about. Anything goes to the museum here, the museum's owned by the county. I would like to see it say, on loan from.
So here's the beauty of that, though. The beauty is that the building is owned by the county. The Central Nevada Historical Society owns the collection.
That's what we're looking at. The addition could be a modular that will be owned by.
Stretch and I talked about when we saw.
That we recovered.
We think the modular is the way to go, and he might be able to, well, no, I know he's gonna be able to help us.
Then we bring a contractor in to do the addition hallway to go to it. It will have its own other fire door, which we'll have to make sure that we make a plan where it all works. Do that.
Yeah, Alan Metro was worried about all this. He said, yeah, I know that you and Serge talked about what's gonna happen, but he said, it's just like when they die, there's a propane tank there. And I said, well, I'm not sure, but I think they're mobile. I said, I think those are mobile. I think you could pick those up and move them all.
Great.
That's it. So significant news. It just gets better and better and better.
Tell me about them all.
Keep moving.
I'm good.
Thanks, you're good.
Good.
Yeah, I was invited to attend the Tonopah Mutual meetings moving forward. I guess they wanted somebody from town board, that's not a better word, to be present. I attended their meeting last week, and I asked them if they wanted me to give like an overview of what the meeting was about. Last week's meeting wasn't about much, it was just approval of board directors and officers, and they went over some ledger.
And it's fine, you were invited.
So we have to put that on as an agenda item so that we can vote if you're willing to do that. So we'll do that.
Okay, Jen, for them is that.
Well, that's sort of what Main Street's bylaws say. Because I think all that said, I think all the bylaws say is that the town of Tonopah is entitled to have one non-voting representative in meetings. I am on the board, I chair the board.
Okay.
Yeah.
They want a non-voting.
Yeah, they want a non-voting representative.
Yeah, let's share that. What do you, if you want to do, I'm sure.
He's busy.
Yeah, I get it. So it's not about to say I'm spread thin, you know.
Anything?
Not that we have no due diligence.
Yes, anything?
Adjourn?
No, library board.
All right, so let's move on. I need to let public comment during the announcement for her and the medical on and off the agenda. No, actually, we take that one.
No, city.
Nobody has applied for.
Spot lack of here.
A town board meeting, and we'll open up the library board meeting for January 14th, 2026. And we'll start with item number one.
Public comment for the entitlement for person of actual on and off the agenda. No actual meeting for the board.
Anybody? Nobody? Item two.
Possible action, approval of agenda.
Did we see anything that should be changed?
Yeah.
We'll keep the agenda and present us. Item three.
Consent agenda. Motion over.
Second.
Yeah, motion and second. Any further discussion? I'll call the roll. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That's 5-0. Okay, item four.
Possible action, discussion, deliberation, possible action to set a date, time, and location to hold the budget workshops for the Tonopah Library District for fiscal year 2026-27.
Well, I would recommend the same dates.
My motion is to set the time, date, and location, I hope to what the town's budget workshops are. February 20th and April 3rd.
At 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m.
Okay. Hey, motion, three seconds. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? As the fire is. Item five.
Managers and library board members, comments, this item is limited to announcements and our topics, issues, folks, we need to be.
Hey, I did want to say one thing under public comment, it's either or, town or library, but I will be on next week on vacation. My phone and my.
I hope you want someplace warm that has cell service.
Yes.
I wish we always, the one who ends up calling you, don't get sweat.
But I'll be in Calhoun, but I'll have my devices with me.
So much for the dedication, man.
And when I get back, the following week, Cypressen will be coming, and I'm not sure if they're gonna install, but I will be taking them up to.
Probably.
Awesome, yeah.
Okay. Anybody else?
Public comment, 3-minute time limit, per person, as well as on and off the agenda, no action will be taken by the board.
Anybody, anybody? If not, I just want to make the announcement that VFW does have the midwinter convention this weekend, and I'm just gonna submit about coming, thank you.
I don't see me, if you guys need me, I'll.
That's where she's at right now.
Yeah.
She's there, and they had tours to the solar plant today, they got tours set up for Ramon Gold tomorrow, and then with Alan Venture on Friday out to the Tonopah Army Airfield to do some of that, then up to the mining park and down there.
750 out of town, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I have four in the center again, but we'll be there. But everybody else is flat, yeah. I'm here to do the joint role meeting on Saturday morning, back room, and then. You're gonna have 70 chairs, I mean, like.
Do you want to come to the Oxlodge, do you need chairs from the Oxlodge?
Not the Oxlodge, the regions.
Yeah, and plenty of chairs, so. Hey, also, did you say that they would consider possibly coming back here again?
Well, that's what I got, we're trying to make this.
Tell them, it's equally inconvenient for everyone.
Middle of everywhere.
Okay.
We just did research last night on the previous 5 years, the highest attendance they've had in the previous 5 years is 111 people. We've got 150 plus already, so.
Because nobody has to drive far.
The weather, looks like it's gonna be beautiful, we're trying to make it where it's attractive enough to where the road, keep it coming back, if they need more. That's up to the VFW when they have the relationship, I said, so I'll be able to tell you if not everyone person. And I told the wife and the secretaries and Christine, because they're for the committee, I was like, well, it's easier, but you don't know the ones that are the hour.
You guys need to learn how to say no, that's what I told Cindy tonight.
Yeah. But anyway, so we're looking forward to the. We're gonna try to take the house on that right now, I think, soon. Does it?
Yeah, whose house are you going to?
Hey, Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Mons, the library, right down the road from me.
That's one brave guy.
Yeah.
A convention isn't a convention, a real convention until someone throws up in your living room.
Well, then we're finding out, and I'm tearing up with the bug bar, huge services. Bug bar, man, I'm gonna go to the bug bar, okay. So, and you're doing the, what do you call the bar for us instead of the net here, so. Yeah, so hopefully it'll turn out to be a great event.
Oh, I'm sure.
It'll be great, I love it.
They've got the Clown Hotel 3 movie premiere the same night.
Oh.
At the bar. See, one of your clouds was there.
And this one actually.
Oh, yes.
And even this one, sure, they're on that tour there, this one too.
Oh.
And I had one girl tell me, say, tell them not to go home anymore, they're gonna let you alone, so.
Okay.
So That's it, so hopefully everything is good. Yes. Anybody else call the time?
Possible action adjourned.
Well, in.
Oh, do you?